USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Power outages continued in Louisiana and Mississippi for hundreds of thousands of people many days after Hurricane Ida roared through the region. Thursday, outage tracker PowerOutage.us showed about 34,000 customers in Mississippi were without power, and more than 904,000 in Louisiana were left in the dark. Entergy, New Orleans CEO Deanna Rodriguez, said they still don't know when power will be restored in New Orleans. Entergy Louisiana CEO Philip May said power would be restored to most customers in the greater Baton Rouge area by September 8th. It should be noted Louisiana faces a critical shortage of fuel that's hampering recovery efforts, and the recovery process is expected to be quite a lengthy one. Governor John Bel Edwards said gas station outages are mounting in Louisiana's two biggest cities, with a staggering 68.5% of gas stations in Baton Rouge out of gas. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a cruise? Get ready for restrictions. Tim Berg explains.
Carnival Cruise Line has new COVID-19 test requirements for fully vaccinated guests. Beginning September 13th, those who are vaccinated are required to get tested 2 days prior to sailing. Mask requirements are also being expanded in all indoor dining settings and enclosed spaces. Unvaccinated guests must still present a negative test at the cruise terminal, plus be tested before they board. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 911 operator is on the run in New Orleans, Louisiana, for allegedly hanging up on callers who dialed the emergency response line for help. 25-year-old Precious Stevens faces charges of interfering with an emergency communication after disconnecting phone calls without getting any information or relaying the incidents to emergency dispatchers. The Orleans Parish Communications District reported Stevens to police on August 23rd. USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Supreme Court of the United States has upheld the new Texas abortion law called the Heartbeat Law, making it illegal for a woman to get an abortion after 6 weeks in an attempt to save the lives of unborn children. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki taking questions on President Biden's pro-abortion stance.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Live-action President Lila Rose on Fox News believes saving lives matters.
Well, it's clearly a sexist response, which is ironic coming from someone whose boss is a man. She's saying, because you're a man, you're not allowed to ask this question. You've never been pregnant. And, you know, her boss, President Biden, who's weighing in on a Texas heartbeat abortion law, the president's job as our elected leader, our chief official in this country, is to defend the rights of Americans, not to stand against the most vulnerable Americans' rights, which are children in the womb. And Texas has decided, which is their right, to protect those citizens, to protect those members of their state. Someone who says he's a Catholic and also whose job is to defend the common welfare is actually working actively against our most vulnerable Americans, the unborn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.